To make Bibimkunde's most famous cake recipe, you need to mix 1 cup of sugar and 1 cup of butter, whisking them well using a fork or a wooden spoon until the sugar is fluffy and soft. This process requires a strong hand. It represented growth, and as kids, many of us always wished to grow strong enough to one day whisk sugar and butter as finely as Bibimkunde could. Next, gently fold in 3 eggs, 1 at a time. Before adding the first egg, you have to decide which direction your hand is going to steer, clockwise or anti-clockwise. Bibi always insisted that the secret to a good cake is to never change the direction to which your hand is steering when mixing in the eggs. Needless to say, this process was extremely tiring to a young hand. Once you have mixed all 3 eggs, in comes 2 cups of baking flour, also 1 cup at a time. With each cup, a teaspoon of baking powder is mixed in with the flour first before it is slowly sifted into the bowl. At this stage, we also substitute the forks and wooden spoons we were using for a knife to gently fold in the flour until it mixes well into a thick and consistent batter. Next, 1 cup of milk or water is added to soften the batter. And finally, for flavor, we add some lemon zest or vanilla if you have access to it. However, vanilla is a luxury she couldn't easily afford, hence, lemon zest was always a signature flavoring for Bibi's baking. Keki isiyooza. A cake that never spoils. A recipe to describe Bibimkunde. Take a large amount of charm and mix it in a bowl full of generosity. Add both to a bowl with kindness and whisk them together using the empathy spoon. Whisk everything well and run the mix through a sieve in order to remove the waste of selfishness. Add an ingredient called love and then bake the cake on a stove heated with prayer. Once cooked, take it out of the stove while still hot and place it on a ventilated container to allow steam to penetrate and spread the smell of love.